You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wednesday Coffee with a Cop. We brought in my good friend, Officer Jared Ballard from the Florence Police Department to join us today. All right, so we got some Facebook questions. A lot of them are really good. Let's start with the old classic. What is the strangest call that you've ever been sent out to?
I'd have to say probably the craziest call was got a call one time of a lady who was supposedly carrying a baby in a diaper bag.
Oh.
And we were like, diaper bag? Well, that doesn't make sense.
The baby in a diaper bag.
Correct.
Gotcha.
So we find
people were calling concerned.
Correct. They wanted us to do like a welfare check on the baby.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So I find the lady and she doesn't have a baby with her, but she is carrying a diaper bag. So I ask her, I'm like, hey, do you have a baby? And she opens an insulated diaper bag and it's about 105 degrees outside. And she's like, this baby? And she pulls the baby out by the foot. And she says, oh, I have this baby here. And the baby was like completely drenched and it was like 105 degrees outside. And so we rescued that baby. And that was probably the strangest but greatest call at the same time because I got
a Facebook message.
I did. I got a Facebook message about a year and a half later from the parents that actually adopted her.
Oh.
She ended up going through the court process, but got adopted, and she is with the greatest family that you could ever ask for. So that's kind of strangest call, but greatest call I've ever been on.
And you could tell what a great family they are because they reached out to you to even just message you to just take that time.
Yes.
Good morning, Officer Ballard. My question is, are you allowed to make a U-turn at an intersection that has no direction posting, no U-turn, but if the light is red, as long as you don't encroach in the intersection?
The light is red.
Right, nope. You're on a red light, you're making the left, but you're going to make the U-turn. So you know how there's the first white line, the second white line, and there's that second white line that's the actual intersection, which is where you get your ticket if you're running your red light. But are you allowed to make a U-turn at that point?
No, you have to wait until the light is green, giving you either directional arrow or that the light turns green, and then you can yield to oncoming traffic and make your U-turn as long as it's not posted.
That's what I kind of figured. I never did it in front of a cop, but I have done it a few times on my own.
What goes through your mind when you get that call? And it doesn't matter what kind of call. Does the adrenaline kick in? Does training kick in? What happens?
That probably depends on the call.
Yeah.
Some of the calls you kind of do come routine to. You go to them so often that it's more or less just kind of a habit. And then there are those ones, you know, that your priority calls. Sometimes, depending on the severity of it, they'll hit a hot tone. And that kind of like be just like gets your heart pumping and it's like, all right, it's time to go. So you usually hit the lights and sirens and off we go.
Nice. How fast have you been in your cop car?
Policy says 15 miles over the posted speed limit. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I like that.
Wow. Like even in a chase, have you been in a chase?
I have been in a few pursuits, yes.
My question is, does it drive you nuts when you're behind somebody and they are doing exactly the speed limit? And what is a good speed limit to go where you will not get pulled over? I do 5 over. The most I've ever gone was 9, so I figure if I hit that 10,
Cheryl, living life on the edge.
I heard 10 was cool. Like, 10 is pretty much the norm, no?
It's funny, when even this morning when I was driving in here and people are, you know, doing about 10 or 15 over the speed limit on the freeway, and then you get behind them and it's like, oh, I got to do the speed limit. So, yeah, it's sometimes it takes longer to get places when you're in a police car because everybody wants to do the speed limit. So.
Everybody's a saint.
Yeah.
Hey, look at me. I'm so good. I wasn't really thinking of going 75.
Now that there's a police car behind me, I'm going to do the speed limit.
Right.
Good morning. My question is about how you like dealing with other agencies. Do you usually find that it works out pretty well, especially like other law enforcement agencies or probation?
Actually, we have very good working relationships out there, especially where we're at, since it's such a rural area. We assist the sheriff's office quite often. They have limited deputies out in our area, so we actually have a really good relationship with those guys. Anytime we need anything that is more than what our agency could handle, or you know, a significantly large call, we have no issues relying on them or calling them for assistance. We tend to back each other up on traffic stops. We all use the same computer system so we can see if they're out on a traffic stop in our area. And we'll head out that way to, you know, back them up to make sure that they're good. We work real well with the fire department. We work real well with probation. They give us calls all the time. Probation does, you know, let us know that there's maybe one of their probationees that's currently got a warrant or something, and maybe in their office, or hey, they're headed this way, or we have really good relationships with outside agencies.
So it's not like Hank Voigt in Chicago PD where he gets mad when anybody comes into his territory.
No. Don't ever come into my town without buzzing me first.
Melissa, fantastic question. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good morning, guys.
You too, Melissa.
So what happens in a prison break? Like, do they call you? What happens?
We call everybody.
All hands on deck. We got a prison break. Has that happened ever?
It has. It has. We've had some escapes. Most of the time, we get multiple agencies to respond.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, DPS will send out some helicopters and we'll search for them. We had a couple that we, two that took off at the same time that we had to kind of search the river bottoms and some of the abandoned houses, and they ended up finding them the next morning in a town next over from us. But it does occasionally happen.
Eating breakfast at the diner.
Yes.
Like idiots in their orange jumpsuits.
Yes.
While Tom Cruise swoops in through the front window.
It's everything about law, like explosions for you.
Yes. Don't kill my dreams.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30. Don't know what you're missing. On the new Camel at 107.9.